And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The Prince of Wales has added his voice to those calling for an end to the persecution of Christians in the Middle East. After a recent visit to the London Cathedral of his Syriac Orthodox Church, Prince Charles said he was deeply troubled by the growing difficulties faced by Christians in the region. It seems to me that we cannot ignore the fact that Christians in the Middle East are increasingly being deliberately targeted by fundamentalist Islamic militants, he said. Noting Christianity's roots in the region, the Prince observed that today the Middle East and North Africa have the lowest concentration of Christians in the world, just 4%, and this has dropped dramatically over the last century and is still falling further. He said the effect of this was that we all lose something immensely and irreplaceably precious when such a rich tradition dating back 2,000 years begins to disappear. Echoing the recent words of Louis Regent Saiko, the Archbishop of Baghdad, the Prince added that the decline of Christians in the region represents a major blow to peace, as Christians are part of the fabric of society, often acting as bridge builders between other communities. For 20 years I've tried to build bridges between Islam and Christianity, to dispel ignorance and misunderstanding. The point, though, surely is that we have now reached a crisis where the bridges are rapidly being deliberately destroyed by those with a vested interest in doing so, and this is achieved through intimidation, false accusation, and organized persecution, including to Christian communities in the Middle East at the present time, he said. David Jacob from the beleaguered and once Christian-dominated Syrian town of Sadat was reported to be close to tears as he pleaded with the Prince to do something. Earlier in the day at the UK Coptic Orthodox Church Centre, Prince Charles spoke to Huda Nasser, Middle East Director for the Awareness Foundation. Prince Charles said it was heartbreaking what was going on in Syria and that he's praying for peace, Huda told World Watch Monitor. Last week, Huda's brother, Nadim Nasser, the only Syrian Anglican priest, handed into the UK Prime Minister a petition signed by over 300,000 people from 99 countries on behalf of Syria's Christians. The petition, coordinated by Open Doors International, which works through partner churches in Syria and Egypt, amongst other countries, to bring aid, relief and development, was one of a number submitted around the world on December the 11th, including to the UN Secretary General and the missions of the five permanent members of the Security Council. An attack on lawyers hired to defend 17 detained Christians in central China, shown around the world on Sky Television, has drawn attention to a case which may not be as clear-cut as had been reported. The church leader at the centre of the dispute, Pastor Zhang Xiaozhe, appears to have been pushing the boundaries of what might be deemed appropriate for a church leader within the government-sanctioned Three Self-Patriotic Movement, TSPM, not least in now hiring lawyers known to be close to the China Aid Association, which alerted international media to the complex case. These lawyers, who announced they were beginning a hunger strike until allowed access to their clients, were beaten and kicked, reportedly by a coachload of government-hired aggressors. This was shown on December 13th by Sky News, a commercial operation known by BSkyP and distributed by Fox International Channels. Its reporter had visited Nanli in Henan Province to follow up the missing Christian's case. According to Associated Press, lawyer Liu Weizhou said someone threw a brick at his head, causing it to bleed, and several other lawyers were also hurt as a crowd of men and women attacked them. The lawyers have been called in over the case of 24 members of Nanli County Church, including five church leaders, who were arrested in mid-November. Seven are since reported by the China Aid Association to have been released. The precise charges for the remainder are unknown, but their arrests are thought to relate to a dispute over a piece of land on which the group hoped to build a new church. The government in Nanli County had declared that the current church building was not safe and had closed it on November the 30th. The previous local government is thought to have agreed to exchange the church's land for new land on which to build a new church. This offer was then withdrawn after the change to a newly appointed head of county. A series of protests by church members followed, leading to the arrests. Communist authorities have often clashed with members of unofficial or house churches, with demolitions of houses of worship and beatings of parishioners not unknown. But it is unusual for authorities to crack down on a state-sanctioned church such as Nanli County Church, which is part of the TSPM. However, local sources told World Watch Monitor that Pastor Zhang is one of an increasing number of TSPM pastors who do not always strictly keep to the government line. He is said to have attempted to cooperate with house churches and in a high-profile manner to do things outside the boundary of the religious office, which oversees all TSPM churches. He added that the case against Pastor Zhang and his church does not necessarily suggest the religious environment in China is becoming less tolerant in general. They said the government's relationship with the church is improving, but the implementation of policies on religious institutions varies depending upon the local officials. Meanwhile, they said the media may not have helped matters by increasing the profile of the case. Lead lawyer Zhi Zhuan told Sky News China correspondent the group that assaulted them were paid and backed by the local government. They come and go as required. All this is organized behind the scenes by the government. He said the same group had attacked him the previous day and that the case was for pure religious causes. Since the 24 were arrested, all the activities like worshipping and services can't take place as normal, he added. However, local sources told World Watch Monitor that Zia's high profile as a human rights lawyer, closely related to the China Aid Association, headquartered in the USA, may have increased the government's hostility towards him. He's been involved in many court cases with house churches, they said. Reports say Nanli County Church claims those arrested on fabricated criminal charges have been tortured and that their arrests amount to religious persecution. In preventing lawyers from visiting the accused, the church claims that local law enforcement agencies have disregarded and violated the law and have not followed due legal procedure. Nanli County Church says the government has failed to adhere to Article 35 of the Constitution of the People's Republic of China, which states, "Citizens of the People's Republic of China enjoy freedom of speech, of the press, of assembly, of association, of procession, and of demonstration." Freedom of religious belief is guaranteed by Article 36 of the Chinese Constitution, although it is limited to state-sanctioned religious bodies such as the TSPM. Those who practice their religion outside these parameters can be accused of participating in illegal activities. A 51-year-old man who set himself alight in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City early this week died of his injuries in hospital on Sunday, local media said. The man was rushed to Rome's St. Eugenio Hospital with third-degree burns over his upper body on Thursday after he poured petrol over himself and set fire to his clothes with a lighter, in shocking footage caught on closed-circuit television. A Jesuit priest at the scene threw his coat over the man before two public security officers were able to put out the flames with the fire extinguisher. Police said the man left a note on the ground nearby with his daughter's phone number. The married father worked as a cleaner in a nearby Vatican-run hospital and was understood to have family problems and health issues. The last self-immolation in St. Peter's Square was in 1998 when a 40-year-old Italian gay man set himself on fire in protest against the Catholic Church's stance on homosexuality. He died of his wounds a few days later. In the UK, religious hate crime in the West Midlands has shot up almost 60%, shocking new Home Office figures reveal. And it's there maybe a lot more because many incidents go unreported, with victims fearing the authorities will not help them. As the area celebrates Christmas with its message of peace and goodwill, Home Office figures show that assaults incited by faith discrimination rose to 82 this year. Last year, just 52 such cases were recorded by the police and a crime survey for England and Wales. Community campaigners warned of a general perception that the authorities are either powerless or unwilling to act on complaints. And shocking figures do not include the murder of grandfather Mohammed Salim, who was murdered as he made his way home from Friday prayers at a Birmingham mosque in April. Nor do they include this year's nail bomb attacks on mosques in the Black Country, because they occurred after the latest figures available from government statisticians. Mr. Salim, 82, from Small Heath, Birmingham, was murdered by neo-Nazi Pavlo Lapshin, who had travelled from the Ukraine with the mission of starting a race war on Britain's streets. The 25-year-old extremist was jailed for life for killing the peaceful pensioner. West Midlands police say that more people have come forward to report hate crime to them in earlier years when victims feared that their assaults would not be taken seriously. But 40% more of the hate crimes recorded by the Home Office in the latest survey were reported not to the police but to the crime survey. The report states that many victims feared that officers would not or could not do anything to help them. The results cover March 31st, 2011 to April 1st, 2012 and the same dates in 2012 to 2013. Most of the victims were of mixed race and suffered assault with minor or no injuries and vandalism. Gerard Nembard, chairman of the West Midlands Faith Forum, said his multi-faith organisation had been aware of an increase in hate crime since the 9/11 terrorist attacks by Al-Qaeda in the US. We are not surprised by these figures, he said. We have seen a steady rise in hate crime in the region following events of 9/11. Various places of worship have been attacked, as have individuals across the region. Incidents are not just related to terrorism, but race and related matters, such as the travelling community. The police have taken the issue much more seriously and have improved lines of reporting incidents. Previously, there were very low levels of reporting. Birmingham human rights activist and race campaigner Maxie Hales blamed government cuts for the increase in religiously motivated hate crime. This is absolutely unacceptable, he said. It is disgraceful and a disappointing reality because the powers that be are cutting services which are needed to protect vulnerable groups. This is an ongoing problem. All religions are affected. Angels exist, but do not have wings and are more likely like shards of light, at least according to a top Catholic Church angelologist who says the heavenly beings are now back in vogue thanks to New Age religions. I think there is a rediscovery of angels in Christianity, Father Renzo Lavatori told AFP on the sidelines of a conference on angels in a lavishly frescoed Renaissance palace in Rome. You do not see angels so much as feel their presence, said Lavatori, adding, they are a bit like sunlight that refracts on you through a crystal vase. A senior clergyman was taking part in a debate this week on angelic art. Professor Valerie Massimo Manfredi, an art historian taking part in the conference, said the first mention of the word angelos comes from the Mycenaean civilization in Greece more than 3,000 years ago. The word means messenger in ancient Greek. Monsignor Giovanni Tonici, head of the Loreto Marian Sanctuary, said the angels were pure souls whose lack of a defined form had allowed artists through the ages to let their creative imagination run wild. Following the cultural history of angels is following the history of humanity, or at least of our civilization, the organizers said. Angels have helped drive religious and philosophical thought and have given birth to sublime forms of poetic and artistic expression, they said. Lavatori said the popularized image of angels is a necessary result of their being back in fashion, but is dismissive of all the angel art around Christmas. There is a space for that, but you have to understand that these are not real representations. Angels do not have wings or look like cherubs, he said. The widely published Catholic clergyman is also a demonologist and says angels are more needed than ever because increasing secularization and materialism in society have left an open door for the devil. There is a lot more interference from diabolical forces. That is why you see queues of people outside the exorcist offices in churches, he said. Pope Francis talks more about the devil than about angels, and I think rightly so, but it's still early. He will get around to the angels too.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone, and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.